Festival season is here, you guys, and what better way to dress for festival season than with Tecovas boots? Tecovas is all about the boots, and it's your stop for festival style this season. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They also have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. If you are a cowboy boot wearer, you will know, or any boot wearer, you would know that it's really hard to break them in. And with Tecovas, you do not have that issue. It is really hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. With regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Thank you, Tecovas, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan Orlana, and this episode is all about your glow up this spring, how to be your best, your hottest, healthiest, happiest self. Some of the things are going to go around mindset, some of the things are around routines. You guys know the gist. I always start with a mindset. I think your mindset is your greatest tool. It's your strongest tool and can really make or break you and the journey that you're on. So we're going to start with mindset. We also have routines. We have social things that you can do to glow up, learning and self-development, entertainment. We have a lot of fun things to talk about. I had a lot of fun curating this little outline for the podcast episode today, and I'm really excited to chat with you guys. But before we get into it, let's do our current faves. Well, my current faves. I have been loving my early morning workouts, specifically on a Monday and a Friday. I feel like it just sets the vibe for the week, sets the vibe for the weekend. You feel ultra productive. It feels really good just to like move, even though it's like hard to get up sometimes in the morning, especially if this isn't something you typically do. But early morning workouts just feel so good. This morning, I went with my friend Lauren to the gym. We decided to meet there for 6:30, and originally we were going to do 6. And I was like, Lauren, I don't know if I can do 6. Like, that means I have to wake up at like 5:30. So we did 6:30. We were done our workout before 8 a.m. and it felt so incredible. It felt so nice. The city was so quiet and calming. It was really just the vibe over here. But early morning workouts are something I've been loving. I also do my early morning Jaybird on a Friday before. I've been doing early morning Pilates on a Monday as well. So like early morning workouts are really great. Dressing more conservatively for the bar and just like in general. I don't know. I'm kind of over wearing corsets all the time. I'm kind of over having super crop shirts on. I love a little slit moment, like just like a little belly, but like I don't want my entire stomach out anymore. Really just been loving like the boat neck tank tops, the asymmetrical, just like a classier vibe. And I don't know, I feel hotter that way. So maybe this is me maturing. Maybe it's fashion. Maybe, I don't know. I don't have anything against super crop shirts, but I've just been vibing with a more conservative look, like leave more to the imagination and just be like a really classy type of person. I don't know, like embody the energy that I want to put out in the clothes that I'm wearing kind of vibe. I think fashion is always an expression of you and your personality, and it's an extension of that. So I don't know, that's kind of the vibe that I'm going for. And let me tell you, things have been more chaotic now that I'm dressing more conservatively. So I don't know what's in the air these days, but I don't know. I just love it. I just feel so much more confident. I feel classy. I feel hot. So all the vibes. Really been into brown eyeliner and black mascara. I've probably spoken about this before. I was into brown mascara at one point, but honestly, black mascara just hits so much more different. I love brown eyeliner. I love doing it on my tight line and waterline. I love smudging it a bit into my lash line. Also, been really loving the Urban Decay Moondust in Space Cowboy. It's so pretty on the lids with a little bit of brown in the crease. So pretty. Been doing that whenever I go for dinner or out to the bar, any time I'm dressing up like that. Also been obsessed with hair mousse, specifically the IGK Big Time Volume Thickening Mousse. I found out about this from Ashley LaMarca and I got it for my curls, but honestly I've been wearing it in my hair to blow it out. It adds volume, it thickens your hair, it makes it have a little bit of grit, so if you like blow it out or curl it, it stays, and it doesn't make your hair like crunchy or anything or like feel icky. It is perfect. I've been obsessed with it. Really obsessed with mini eggs. If someone can please explain to me why they're so addicting, like I think it's the crunch, like the candy shell is just so satisfying to chew, and I have gone through 2 bags of mini eggs, which probably isn't the healthiest. It's a lot of sugar, but they're so good. Tis the season for mini eggs. And then lastly, I've been obsessed with having fresh flowers constantly in my place. I've been buying fresh tulips every single week. There's a lot of local markets nearby that are selling them because they're in season. I've been getting a lot of white and pink tulips and I have them in my living room. If I get like 3 bunches, I'll put a bunch next to my bed. And it really just, it's the vibe. It's very spring. I feel like spring is springing. And I feel like we are like officially entering spring season with it being April now. So I don't know. Just really vibing with the fresh flowers. They make me really happy. I will continue to buy myself flowers until someone else does. Just saying. Okay, let's get into the bulk of the episode. Let's start off with mindset. I think your mind is so important. And I think the way that we are able to perceive and control how we perceive things can really take us to that next level, can enable us to glow up. And you really do have control of how you feel, react, see, and move forward in your life. And that all starts with the mind. I really have been encouraging myself to be present in the now. I have found that that is the best way to really take control of those anxious thoughts, those intrusive thoughts, obviously, because anxiety comes from thinking of like the past or future, having those should have thoughts and what if thought. And by just encouraging myself to just be present in what I'm doing in this moment and to focus on the task at hand or to focus on whatever I'm doing in that moment has really enabled me and allowed me to ground myself, to feel calmer, to feel more at ease, and to be able to just trust the process, to let go of expectations, to just let things come. And I think I really struggled truly with this for pretty much like my whole life. And ever since my breakup, about, it's almost 2 months now, I guess, a month and a half, 2 months, just really encouraging myself and kind of being hard on myself with being present. Like if I feel my mind wander, I just tell myself, nope, we're not going down that spiral. It's not worth it. What's the point of like looking at what happened from a million different angles and thinking what if, or like I should have said that, or this should have happened, or what if they really meant that? Like just really encouraging myself to be present and to be in tune with how I'm feeling right now in this moment. I don't know. It's a really good grounding technique. And I think it also gives you so much more awareness. And I wouldn't say it's like gratitude, but you just have so much more appreciation for what is going on in your life in this given moment, instead of being so consumed with what's next and constantly being focused on what's ahead of, as opposed to what's happening right now. I have really just found so much like joy and calmness and groundedness in the present. And I feel like I'm feeling so much more fulfilled and so much more sure of myself and sure of my decisions and the work that I'm doing by practicing being present and practicing gratitude as well. I've also been encouraging myself to think in abundance, to know that there's enough space for everyone, whether it be in your career, in life, in social situations, in money, in opportunities. There is so much to go around, really just trying to think abundantly, like there's someone for me, there's enough opportunities for me, money comes and flows to me, like those kind of affirmational thinkings. Also letting go of expectations. I feel like I would get so caught up in what I expected things to do and how I expected things to play out, and just kind of letting things be and dealing with them when they come, and just going into things, anything, with an open mind, whether it be A workout, a run, a presentation, a meeting, a first date, plans with friends, just letting go of expectations, being present, and just knowing that good things will come my way have honestly, it's just given me so much calmness. I don't know if this is like my frontal lobe developing. I don't know, but like I will say like the one thing that this breakup has given me is so much calmness and clarity. And obviously there are things that I'm uncertain about and I don't know everything, but I just know that I'm on the right path. I know that everything that's meant to be in my life is going to come into my life and it's going to stay into my life. And like everything truly happens for a reason. And I've just gained so much confidence and sureness of that. I've also been a very spontaneous for the plot person, just like being open to new experiences, being open to meeting new people, open to trying new things, just saying yes more. If you've been listening to the pod for a while, you know that I really just have always made it a goal for the past few years to just like say yes more and be open to things that in the past might have scared me or I would have instantly said no or shut them down. I think the best memories are made that way. I think I really shock myself and grow as a person that way. So I really encourage you to be spontaneous and for the plot. Like being for the plot is not doing things that you know are going to put you in harm's way or that are toxic or negative or anything. Like we're only are trying to accept positive, good energy here. But say yes, be open to meeting people, be open to hanging out with different friend groups. Do things that make you a little uncomfortable, that push your boundaries, that challenge you as a person. For example, like me going to the dinner with strangers thing a few weeks ago, saying yes to going to an event I typically wouldn't say yes to, things like that, could be anything. Also for spring, we are anti-dating app, but open energy. And what I mean by this is I feel like when we have dating apps, and this could just be me, I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way, because I feel like you either have two mindsets. You have one of two mindsets when it comes to dating apps. Either you simply just have it on your phone and you check it very occasionally and it kind of is what it is and it's just there. Or you're someone who's like me where you can get very consumed by it and constantly be checking it and almost have like an addictive personality when it comes to this dating app. And I find that because that is kind of like my personality, I have a very addictive personality in terms of like interest and I get very obsessive over things. It kind of causes me, well, it doesn't kind of, I think it does cause me to have like a very obsessive mentality over dating and to constantly be thinking about it and to also kind of think of it in a more of a scarcity mindset or get frustrated more with it or put more pressure on it. And I find when I don't have dating apps, I am so much more calm. It is not at the forefront of every thought I have. And I'm not saying that when I don't have dating, like I'm still open to dating. I'm still open to meeting people and whatnot. But I'm not relying solely on Hinge, Bumble, any dating app for my dating experience. I'm all about having open energy, having your arms down. Don't have them crossed in front of your chest, having good posture. If I see someone, smiling at them, making eye contact with someone, introducing myself to someone. I don't know. I like to meet people organically and having open energy, whether in any sort of circumstance, platonic, professional, romantic, enables people to be able to feel comfortable to come up to you and approach you. It is possible to meet friends, to meet partners, to meet people in the wild. Like, believe it or not, humans met and started friendships, relationships in person without apps before. Think of your parents, think of your friends. Like, it is possible. You just have to have like this open energy and be open to meeting people, and it will happen when it happens. And then on the topic of dating, I think it's really important that this spring, in order to glow up, in order to be the best version of yourself, get really clear and concise on knowing what you want, what you deserve, and sticking to it. Do not let energy that doesn't match you or what you're worth come into your life. Do not let men or whoever put you in your masculine. They should be putting you in your feminine. And I know this is a big controversy, but the right partner will put you in your feminine. That's just my two cents. Set those boundaries, communicate them, set them. It's who gives a fuck if you have boundaries? Like, set them, abide by them, don't settle for less, don't accept energy that doesn't match yours. Like, get clear on what you want and don't accept anything that doesn't fit into that. And I'm not saying like don't be open to partners. But if someone starts to give you evidence that doesn't match with your standards and your boundaries and whatever it is, then why entertain it? Why? Why? Why would we settle for less than what we want? Why would we settle for something that we don't want? Because they're giving us attention? I don't know. It's not, I've learned it's really not worth it. It doesn't make you feel good. It's not going to fulfill you in the way that you want it to fulfill you. That's my mindset with dating right now. I don't have the time or energy to entertain things that aren't going to match what I'm looking for. And so therefore, I don't care to pursue those things anymore. Even if it means being single or not having a date or not getting a hookup, you know, I rather be in alignment and meet people and put time and energy into the people that value me and match my energy and fit for what I'm looking for. Like, I want what I want and I'm going to go after that and I'm going to only accept that sort of thing. I feel like my mind's all over the place today. The coffee definitely made me anxious this morning. That's for sure. Which doesn't really happen that often. Also, I swear I'm going to a new dentist tomorrow and I've gotten like 20 million reminders of this appointment, like at least like three today alone. Quotes. These are quotes that I'm currently living by, and I've probably said them already in this episode. But what's meant for me won't pass by me. Whenever I feel tempted to message a guy because I'm bored and I want attention, and it's totally normal, but I just remind myself and say to myself, beautiful things don't ask for attention. I saw it on TikTok and it stuck with me since. And I encourage you to do the same. Beautiful things don't ask for attention. If they wanted to, they would. And if they won't, someone else will. That's something else I've been living by. So those are all things mindset for glowing up this spring. Now on to routines. The days are getting longer. Thank God. The sun is rising earlier. The sun is setting later. I love the sun. I love light. I hate when the days are short in winter. And I truly can't get over that the sun is setting so much later now, ever since daylight savings. But take advantage of the longer days. Get up earlier and have a productive yet grounding morning routine. Sign up for an earlier workout class or go to the gym or for your run, whatever it is, earlier. You'll thank me later. You will feel so productive. You will feel on top of the world. It's an instant confidence boost. You just feel so good waking up and getting your workout, getting your morning coffee, having your breakfast, showering, and being ready a lot earlier. I don't know. It's just a mood booster. Go to bed earlier during the week. You will feel more well-rested. You will mentally feel better. And it's okay to be a little grandma. You can apply this like 5 out of 7 days of the week, go out on the weekends, have fun, but try to get most of your hours before midnight. My mother's little hack could be fake, but I feel like it does work. Like, I feel like when I go to bed earlier and get more hours of sleep before midnight, I feel better versus like if I go to bed after midnight, I'm definitely not as well rested, even if I get those 8 hours. I say try it out. Let me know if you notice a difference. Obviously, you have to do it a bit consistently to allow your body clock to adjust, but I think it works. Clean spaces. I'm all about the deep clean. I love my once a week deep clean, either on a Sunday or Monday, you know, my Sunday reset. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages
being offered everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code HAM, H-A-M, for 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped is changing the way with their MVP, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This is their fifth generation trimmer featuring two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever his heart desires. It also features dual LED spotlights to guide him through the darkest winter debris, navigate his confidence in your delicate areas. Hate seeing a mess in the bathroom? Don't we all? Don't worry, this bad boy is waterproof. He can trim in the shower, in the bath, or apparently in the ocean. Get 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code HAM, H-A-M, at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, ladies. But I've taken my micro cleans to the next level. I've started to vacuum my floors throughout the week multiple times. Like if I see a little too much hair or dust or crumbs or anything on the floor, I'm vacuuming that up, especially my bathroom after I do my hair. There's hair everywhere. Like, God bless whoever is my husband in the future and has to deal with that because it's so annoying. But micro cleans have literally changed my life. I feel so much better when my space is clean. I really, really want to emphasize that I think a clean space is a clear, like a clear mind and a clean space coincide with one another. And the micro cleans just help keep everything intact instead of just like waiting until the end of the week to do that deep clean. I've also been loving opening up windows and the balcony door to let fresh air into my apartment now that it's warmer. And then my other little micro cleaning tip is cleaning up clutter before bed, especially on any areas where clutter builds. So for me, that's like my kitchen island. I definitely need to declutter that a bit right now. That way I can go to bed knowing that my space is clean and organized and I can wake up to a clean and organized space. And it just feels so much better when my space is cluttered or dirty. I feel that way mentally and I can't think as clearly and it just feels so much better. So take care of your space. A clear space is a clear mind. Wash your bed sheets, wash your towels, do your laundry, wash your face, like keep also yourself clean. Practice these things and I promise you, you will mentally feel so much better. You will feel so much lighter and you will be able to put energy and focus into other areas of your life. Consistency across the board, especially with workouts. I love changing up my routines as the seasons change. You guys know this. And I love getting into routine with my workouts, with what you're training, what classes you're taking. Say you like to take a certain class every Friday, like stuff like that. I've personally been loving doing 1 to 2 hot mat Pilates classes a week. I love going to Jaybird for this. Also love doing 1 reformer class a week. I have noticed such a difference in my waist and my core and just like my core strength and my arms. Props to Miley Cyrus for Pilates arms, but reformer classes once a week
and mat classes 1 to 2 times a week have really just been my holy grail lately, and I've really been loving it. Slowly getting back into running. Goal is 2 times a week. I'm currently doing walk runs as I build back up. I'm following a plan called Back to Running on Runna. If you've been listening for a while, you know this is the app I use to train for my half marathon. I live, die, and breathe by this app. You can use code ALANA for 2 weeks free. This isn't sponsored. I fully pay for my app myself and everything, but I just have the annual plan. It keeps me accountable to keep running and to not totally fall off of it, even though I've been off of it for 4 months. But I really love it. They have plans for everything. I'm also going to be doing their strength training plan through there to complement my running. But anyways, my workout routine, because I feel like I've been getting so many questions about this lately on Instagram. 1 to 2 hot mat Pilates classes a week, 1 reformer class a week, strength training 1 to 2 times a week, either going to the gym or doing a class at like Sweat and Tonic or something like that. I try to work out 4 to 5 times a week at minimum, maximum like 6 days a week. I don't like to work out 7 out of 7. I think rest is super, super important. And then running is making its way back into the mix, which will definitely be a bit of an adjustment. We love being consistent with our movement. We love our routines with working out. Another habit and routine that we are prioritizing and focusing on and always do, but I feel like spring always kind of lights a fire under your ass to really like hone in on this. Plus it's getting warmer, so you want more like fresh foods and stuff like that. But I'm really focusing on like eating well and eating mindfully. So what I mean by eating mindfully is I used to always eat a lot of my meals while watching YouTube or like sitting at the couch, not at a table. And when I went on vacation with my parents in Mexico, I realized how much more mindfully I'm able to eat when I'm eating one at a table, but also eating with someone else there, which like is kind of hard for me to do seeming as I live alone. But I've been really prioritizing eating my meals at my kitchen table. I'll still have YouTube on, but I encourage myself to really just like focus on chewing and digesting my food properly. This also helps minimize overeating, that overfullness. I've noticed I've been less bloated. So like those are definitely things that I've been prioritizing. I also aim for protein in all my meals. I try to eat mostly whole foods. I really try to eat a diversity of foods and to really just like switch it up. Make sure I'm getting fruits and veggies. If I didn't get that in one meal, try to get it in the next or in a snack or something like that. I honestly haven't felt the need to snack as much when doing this. I feel a lot more like satisfied by my food. You also will feel more satisfied when you make your own meals as opposed to ordering takeout all the time, which is also note to self reminder for myself. But those are definitely things I've been doing in terms of like diet. I've really been on my colostrum and probiotic kick. I've been taking Armra colostrum every single day. I swear by this. I think it's the reason why I haven't gotten sick. Like I've been on the verge of getting sick and then I don't get sick because I've been taking this every day for the past like 3 months, pretty much every day. I just put it into high protein chocolate milk, to be honest, before I was putting it in smoothies, but I've been putting into like the Fairlife chocolate milk or any like high protein, lower sugar chocolate milk. I also like Cowboy Colostrum. It's a bit more of an affordable brand as opposed to Armra. And then in terms of the probiotic that I'm taking, I've been taking Rituals Symbiotic. It's a pre, pro, and postbiotic, and I really like that one. It works really well with me. I've been taking it for over a year now, I want to say. I pay for it by myself. I did work with them. They were a sponsor of the podcast, so initially they were sending it to me, but I've continued to buy it now that they're no longer a partner of the podcast. So I think that says a lot. It's definitely one of my favorites. I've tried seed before. Sometimes I find it too strong for me, but I really love Ritual. I love the mint taste to it because sometimes pills taste not great to me. And then drinking enough water. I think prioritizing my water intake and making sure I'm getting enough electrolytes and minerals through my water has been really helpful. So that's either adding an element in if I've done like really intensive exercise that day, such as running, or if I've sweat a lot, so I've been in a humid environment or sat in the sauna or did like a hot workout class, I'll add an element. I've been loving having my Essentia water, which is electrolyte optimized, which I think helps with hydration, recovery. I just feel so much better drinking water that has minerals and electrolytes in it. You can just add like a little bit of salt, like sea salt, to your water. You don't need to be having electrolyte, but yeah, you don't need to be having like electrolyte tablets or powders every single day. You only really need it if you're in a really hot environment, if you're sweating a lot, if you did something really like exhausting and you need to replenish those stores. Like it's not necessary if you're not working out or any of those things. It's going to be too much for your body. I also have only been having 1 to 2 coffees a day. I barely feel the need for my second coffee lately, which is honestly really nice. And I think that is attributed to getting good sleep, having breakfast also first thing in the morning, like around like 8 to 9 a.m. I'll have breakfast, having like good, satisfying, satiating meals, like meals that actually keep me full and energize me. And I don't feel the need for a second coffee as much, which is really nice. I've also been loving hot and cold therapy. You guys know I love going to Othership. I only do Othership at most once a week. So if I haven't gone and done the cold plunge that day, I'll just do a cold rinse at the end of my shower for the last like few minutes or whatever it is. I also love doing Jaybird mat Pilates because it's an infrared heat, so I get that benefit as well. But for cold plunges and a sauna, I love going to Othership. You can use code, I think it's Alana, for 15% off. This isn't sponsored, but I do have a code for you guys. Makeup and hair routine. I have really been into hair health and taking care of my hair, and I've been loving the Pureology shampoo and conditioner, specifically the Strength line. I've been using that since I went to LA in November, and I've really noticed a difference in my hair. My hair feels so clean when I wash it. It smells good. It feels good. I've also been loving using the Jisoo hair mask on like every other wash. Like with my conditioner, I'll put like a little pea-sized amount and then leave it in my hair for a bit. Really been on the mousse kick. I spoke about the mousse in my current faves, but putting mousse on wet hair before blowing it out for volume. Love my Moroccan Oil Anti-Frizz Humidity Shield Spray or the Color Wow Dream Coat. They're kind of like the same thing to protect against humidity and frizz. And also, it just makes my blowout so smooth and helps me get a smoother, sleeker blowout. I'm not a pro with the round brush, but it definitely makes it a bit easier. And then recently, I curl my hair. I've always curled my hair with my GHD soft curl iron, but I've been doing every other curl like a different way, and I find it gives it more volume and body and it looks really nice. I always make sure the ones around my face are going away from my face, but really have just been loving that routine. In terms of makeup this spring, I've really been going for like more of like the glowy, natural, sexy vibes, really just like letting my skin shine through, looking sun-kissed. I love using the Refi or Giorgio Armani primers, the Say Glowy Super Gel and Starlight. I don't really like using the bronzed one anymore. Like, I just want to embrace my natural skin color. And then really obsessed with the YSL All Hours Concealer. I've spoken about this a few times on the podcast already. It really wowed me, and I'm so picky with concealer. I'll just put a little bit under my eyes and it doesn't crease. Really love the Nude Sticks, Nudies, and Sunkissed with then either the NARS Orgasm or Say Baby blushes on top. The Sunkissed Nudies from Nude Sticks literally gives you like the perfect sunkissed look. Also obsessed with brown eyeliner. You guys know that. Love a brown smoky looking eye. Like still like more on the natural side. I don't like super heavy eye makeup, but just doing like a brown smoky eye with also like the sparkly lid with the Urban Decay on my lid is so pretty, and I'm obsessed with it. And I feel like it's been really flattering on my eye with my skin coloring and my eye color. And then in terms of like lip products, really been loving the MAC lip liner in Whirl still. And then I use that with the Rode Lip Peptide and Jelly Bean because I like that it has sparkles, or like any clear light pink gloss or oil. I've been not a big fan of like plumping ones. I just want like a classic, like really glossy lip. And I like that the Whirl color is like pretty close to my lip color, so it just like accentuates a little bit. Social. I think it's really important to spend time with people who energize you and leave you feeling good. And I've really just been prioritizing that lately, spending most of my time with those people and being aware of how I'm feeling when I'm with that person and after I've left that person. I also love making my mundane activities like workouts, errands, walks, etc., social. So going to the gym with a friend, doing a workout class with a friend, grabbing a coffee and going to walk by the water and the park or on a trailer in the city with a friend, going to the grocery store together, grabbing flowers together, whatever it is. It's fun to do that with a friend and catch up while you're walking there or driving there, whatever it is. I also love doing more planned sober activities together with friends, like have a more chill plan with a friend as opposed to just like always going out for drinks or dinner or something like that. You can either like bake or cook together, do pottery, join a run club, go sit in the park, read books or something. I also really been loving just having a true girls' night out, like host a pre or go for drinks at a cute spot, get cute photos, go to your fave bar with good music that you can just be with the girls. But just like really have fun and let loose and bond with your girlfriends and I don't know, just like vibe and make good memories with one another. I've also have really encouraged myself to have fun on weekdays, make evening or early morning plans with friends if you can, whether it be like making for dinner or doing a workout class together or something like that. It gives me something to look forward to during the week instead of just like looking forward to the weekends and having the weekend solely be my only social time. I understand sometimes people's jobs and work life and whatever doesn't really allow for that, but making plans, even if it's like one dinner like on a Wednesday or something, and getting to try new spots with friends has really just like boosted my mood and has given me more things to look forward to during the week. And I feel so much more fulfilled and happy doing that, whether like you guys do like a little movie night or you like go to a bar or like a restaurant or something. I've really been loving that. And especially because I live alone, I notice that when I actively make plans like that, it makes me feel less alone and I feel so much better mentally and everything with that. Moving on to learning and self-development. You guys know I have been back in my podcast era. I've been loving my self-help books, my go-tos lately. And I'm going to sound like a broken record when I say this, but any book written by Brianna Weiss, I love this girl so much. The Mountain Is You was amazing. I loved it. I'm still reading When You're Ready, This Is How You Heal. I've honestly been a little bit avoidant of it lately, but reading books like this really challenge you and your mindsets and your perspectives. And I really encourage you to pick one up that you think resonates with you and is something you maybe need. And then in terms of podcasts, you guys know Mel Robbins' podcast, The Skinny Confidential, him and her show, Note to Self, What We Said. I think they're all really great shows. And then in terms of entertainment, I've really been into reading, still reading the Magnolia Parks Universe series. I love going to like Goodreads or looking at the book of the month for different books to read. And then really been into YouTube over TV and movies. Go-to people I've been watching on YouTube are Rachel Ratke, Lauren Elizabeth, Jessica Stockstill, Olivia Jade, Morgan Riddle, Paige Lorenz, Margot Lee. Really just been loving YouTube and like more like homey style videos, like girls who are just like down to earth. Like I really, really love Jessica Stockstill and Rachel for that. But anyways, that is this week's episode on how to glow up for spring. I encourage you to put time and energy into yourself, into your friendships, into things that just make you feel really good and make you feel like your best version of yourself. Show up as her. What would your highest self be doing? What would their week look like? What would their morning routine look like? Do things that really just fill your cup up and are going to allow you to bloom into this amazing person that you truly are, and put work into yourself. There's nothing wrong with wanting to switch things up, to try new things, and to build new habits. So I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll chat soon. Bye, guys.